Iron workers hoisted the final 30-foot beam to the top of the building, completing the building's structural frame. Participants signed the beam before it was lifted into place, including Mayor Lloyd Winicky.
Forgive me for using a really bad pun, but I am beaming today.
Winicky thanked the people who made it possible.
So let's start by thanking the iron workers who've been so helpful to get this to us this point.
The mayor also looked forward.
This building will educate a new pipeline of healthcare professionals that will help our city, our region, and our state grow and become even more vibrant.
Project executive Barb Dahm of Skanska tells WNIN the top beam was raised on schedule.
We are exactly where we want to be with the structural frame. Still looking at completing the building in April, March of 2018.
Baum says the next step is precasting.
It looks like limestone, but it's a concrete slab type structure. It'll have precast, and then along the front here, it'll be a curtain wall, which is all glass curtain wall.
The four-story facility on Walnut Street will house medical programs from IU, USI, and U of E. For WNIN News, I'm John Gibson.